You're at. Okay, it could be that it pays to look at this the sievers. So I don't know if which one we should do first. We should just
I don't want to interrupt, but one of the many questions we had last night, I think at the end, I was wondering if Rebbe could repeat it. So the basic hash was that the end of Tosfos from his second teretz, you could be medayik, that in his havamin and in his first teretz, he was learning. Sorry, I lost my train of thought.
He was learning that nothing is chav.
Nothing is chav. And that messes up lifnei iver from earlier.
I'm not sure if it does, but it might mess up. In other words,
I didn't follow that kasha.
No, the Tosfos in his Havamina held that the chalos is chav.
Right, the kasha was from Tosfos and chalos is chav. Right. In other words, Tosfos in his Tosfos asks it should be lifnei iver. Now, let's say granted, lifnei iver makes you a bar chayuva. Okay, so you're a bar chayuva. So what does that do? So it says, if you learn like Tosfos is maskana, so once you're not a bar chayuva, once you're a bar chayuva, so the entire shlichus is batel, everything. Okay, so then obviously Tosfos says then it'll be a good kasha, since it's lifnei iver, you're a bar chayuva, everything should be batel. If you learn like Tosfos is havamina, which the chayra. Tosfos was working with his Havamin, and when he spoke about lifnei iver, he didn't know yet his answer, because that's the sequence of Tosfos. So the only thing that's bato is the Aveira. So let's grant your bar chiyuva negabi lifnei iver.
Which kasha are you talking about? One with Rav in it?
Tosfos asked the kasha of the Aval Gav the Oivir Mishum lifnei iver.
Right, on Yisrael.
Right. So now, what is Tosfos? So what? What is Tosfos? What's bothering Tosfos? Since you're over and if they either, we should say you're about Chiyuva, right. And Ein Shech is Varaver. Now, what would be the din of Ein Shech is Varaver? To say that the Kedusha is not Chal, Tosfos holds at this point in time that even if you're a Bar Chiyuva, Kedusha is Chal. Right. To say that you because you shouldn't be a shliach, and therefore you shouldn't be over on if they iver. That's not true, because you don't have to be a shliach to be over on if they iver. And if they iver, when I give a nazir the yain to drink, I'm not a shliach, but I'm still over on if they iver. If they iver has nothing to do with shlichus. The aveira of if they iver is because I was machshel you. So I'm machshel the kayin. So there's no, the fact that the shlichus would be part of something of the shlichus is bato would not stop me from being over and if naiver, because I'm still being machshel the kayin. So that can't be the problem. And the problem is that since I'm over and if naiver, and I'm not, and I'm a bar chiyuva, therefore you shouldn't be over on, you shouldn't be a shliach. We gabi the iser of, I don't know what the iser is called, lo yikadesh, you know, lo yikach. You know, there's an iser of lo yikach, you're not supposed to marry a grusha. So the thing, why should, according to Tosfos' first tarets, that when you're a bar chiyuva the gabi iser, you're still a shliach le gabi the chalais. So I two averas being done simultaneously, and you're a bar chiyuva negabi one, you're not a shliach for that one, but you're still a shliach for the other one. You know, just like we say you're not a shliach for the avera, but you're a shliach for the chalais. So if there's two averas, pashas, you're a shliach for the other avera, because we only mevatel the thing that you're a bar chiyuva. So in this case, there's nothing to be mevato. Can't be mevato the shlichus for if they iver, because if they iver doesn't need shlichus. He can't be mevato the shlichus for lo yikach, because lo yikach grusha, whatever, because you're not a bar chiyuva to gabi that. Can't be mevato the kedushin because you're not a bar chiyuva to gabi that. So what's Tavis's problem?
No, Gatosis, you're a bar chiyuva and therefore legabe lo yikach.
Even I'm not a bar chiyuva and lo yikach, I'm a bar chiyuva and if they either.
Right, but that makes you a bar chiyuv.
But not on lo yikach, on if they either. It's two separate isurim. Because I'm a bar chiyuva and if they either, I'm a bar chiyuva. And the Avera of the Yikach, I don't know what the Avera is a separate Avera. Why that makes me a Baruch Yuva and the Avera being Yikach? I don't know. You know, the Avera called the Yikach. That Avera doesn't apply to me. Does that Tanyag Mitzvah doesn't apply to me?
If you learn that leaf,
a completely different Mitzvah that applies to me called the Iver.
If you learn like the Panovich Rav, that leaf Iver is an extension of the Avera. Then okay, we would have a possibility here.
Maybe, but that's not the Pashtus.
No.
Pashtus is that if the Avera is a separate Avera. It's an Avera called the Avera.
It's a Hakira that he cleared, obviously, for other reasons, and we could maybe put that as a Hamin of Nisus.
Maybe, but, you know, it's a Havin of Tavis, and it's also the Maskana of Tavis. The Tavis doesn't drop it. That's not why Tavis is changing pastures. You know, doubt if you make that into the Torah and Tavis.
So and without, I'm sorry, I think I'm just missing something. Without the, how would Rebbe have learned this step without the end of Tosus? If
you don't have the end of Tavis, so it's very simple. Since you're a Bar Chiyuva, so you can't be a Shleach Legabi anything. You can't be a Shleach Legabi the Kedushin Chau. You can't be a shliach legabe lo yikach. Once you're a bar chiyuva, it kills all shlichas. Once you're not a bar chiyuva, you're a bar chiyuva. So that kills the entire package of shlichas and everything. But the according to Tavis is havamina, the bar chiyuva doesn't kill the shlichas. It only kills this one thing. So what are you going to do? You're going to kill the shlichas for an ifnei iver? Okay, well, killing the shlichas for ifnei iver, there is no shlichas for ifnei iver. You know, the reason why you're over an ifnei iver is not because of the shlichas. You're over an ifnei iver without shlichas. So you can't say the gabi an ifnei iver is no shlichas.
Well, what does that mean? I'm over even without the shlichas in this particular case.
You're not the reason why you're over. Let's say if you wanted me to be, let's say Cohen. That tells a different coin to actually a grusha. So that's not a good example, but the coin you tell a gado actually cotton, right? So the actually cotton the reason why if the shlichas would make, if there would be shlichas, then the avera would be transferred to the mishaleach and not to the shliach. So since the shliach is a bar chiyuva, so the shliach takes the avera instead of the mishaleach. In other words, the parshim shot of Bar Chiyuva is we have to determine who to put the blame on. Do we blame the shliach or the mishaleach? So the din of shlichah says blame the mishaleach. If ain't shliach with Bar Avera says blame the shliach. So since he's a Bar Chiyuva, so we say ain't shliach with Bar Avera and we blame the shliach. But that's where you have this choice that you can either blame the shliach or blame the mishaleach. They both could be over the iser of akvedi katan. Mm-hmm. That avera applies to both of them. So we have to determine on whom we're going to put the avera. Who's the primary villain here? So Bar Chiyuva, which Rashi says makes ohayin al asos, makes the shliach the primary villain. And therefore, he's chai. He wouldn't be a bar chayuva. So the mishalech is the primary villain, and therefore the mishalech chai.
But by
this they either, there's no possibility. No one ever would in his right mind think that the mishalech is over it if they either. Mishalech's not over it if they either. Mishalech's over that he's the aver itself.
I know Rebbe said no one in his right mind, but I'm going to try.
Michelle, you can't.
You sent me to do something, and in that thing that you're sending me to do, there is a lifta iver.
Why?
So you are making me. It's in your shlichus. Yeah, I am doing this lifta iver. Why shouldn't it go back to him? Maybe there
so
is
that's a separate. Thing. That's a separate.
Why is it because he's over and if they iver?
Yeah, exactly. This lifta iver is
over the iver. I mean, if they iver, okay, but that that's a different if they iver. But not I'm. That if they for being over the avera of lo yigach, you can't be the mishalech is not over if they either for being for that because he himself is over on lo yigach, right? He's the one that's being over on lo yigach. The sheikh not being over on lo yigach. Sheikh is in Yisrael. Sheikh doesn't have an Israel of lo yigach.
Right, so, but he's over on lifna iver. I'm causing the other guy to do that. Now, why am I doing this thing? Why am I doing this lift either?
So
you told me because you asked me to do it.
Yeah.
So
you're gonna transfer. So you're gonna say that the mishaleach is over lift either because he was machshu himself.
Not because he was machshu himself.
Well, that's what you're saying because the lift either the avera of lift either is for being machshu the mishaleach.
If I'm asking another person,
but what is the avera of naiver? Avera of naiver is you were the avera here is naiver is you. Someone was machshel the mishalech.
Right.
So now you're that person pashas was the shliach. So right. Now you're going to transfer through shlichus. You're going to transfer to the mishalech and say the mishalech was machshel himself.
Not that the mishalech was a chalois of a lifna iver was caused. A lifna iver was done. Yeah, you sent me to do this. Just like if you sent me to kill someone, I did a myself ritzich. I'm the one who killed the person.
Because you can't have, there's my akvidi katan. There's a question is, it's not a question of there's a chalaisa. We want to know who's the villain. Who do we blame this on? Who do we blame on? Do we say we could blame it on the mishalech more than the shliach? But the villain, the avera here is being macho the mishaleach, being macho the kayin. That's the avera if they either. The mishaleach can't be macho himself. It's not so therefore, the only person that can be over on if they either is the shliach.
How does the rabbi actually cut? And how does the actually cut? And how does that work?
Actually cut, and there's an avera which is neutral. The avera is there's an avera of cutting the payas of a katan. Okay. The shliach can be over that avera theoretically, and the mishalech can be over that avera.
If you tell a guy to
now,
go
now, based on the principle of yesher but we determine who should get that avera because that avera is up for grabs.
If you tell a guy to go to McDonald's and eat supper there, has a shaykhus to you? That's how it works. I don't understand.
What?
If you tell a guy to go to McDonald's and he goes and has supper there,
what,
you're going to have
here? What?
I'm fully cutting. You're telling a guy to do an affair. What's it got to do with me?
Because it's a dinner shlichus here.
I'm saying, why is it different than McDonald's? You tell a guy to go to McDonald's.
Okay, because so that's a different question. Where we pass that. We pass that Tysus. That's a Tysus of I think we stopped on that. And Tysus, that there's no ma'isa mino here. There's no mino. What does it have to do with shlichus?
No, not even mino. I'm saying I'm not doing anything. You're not doing it for me. What's enough for you?
Okay, well, actually, Katan is doing it for you. I want the Katan to have a haircut. So please do me a favor and give the Katan a haircut for me.
Oh, it's his kid? Like it's his kid or something like that? Oh.
Yeah, like it says, right. Okay. Yeah, the problem that we asked is that I didn't ask you as a mino. I just asked you to go do it. Okay. And you need a mino for shlichus. I thought that's what you're asking. But he's doing it for him. He's not doing it because you put a suggestion. You know. I tell you, go to McDonald's. You must be hungry. Why don't you go to McDonald's and get yourself something to eat? That he's doing it for yourself.
Because Tyson asked, why do you say it's a guddle? That's why I thought that's what was going on.
How would it apply to a gadol?
No, but I'm asking you, for some reason, I don't like this guy having payas. So I'm asking you, do me a favor and cut off his payas.
Well, that's the case. Oh, you're doing me a favor.
Yeah, you're doing him a favor, yes. Okay. Anyway,
What's the question on the floor
that's a good question. So let's go back to the beginning. We were saying that what happens before we get to the question on the floor, a point of contention. If according to the first day in Taisis, that it is an Aveira, the Chalais is still Chal. What would happen if there's two totally unrelated Aveiras? Nothing to do with each other, right? There's a certain Maisa, which is Aser, your Bevas Achas, over two Aveiras. You tell the guy, actually cut it on Shabbos, right? So there's two Aveiras. There's an Aveira of cutting off the payas, and an Aveira of Bimichal of Shabbos. So the Gabi, the Aveira of actually cut it, you're not a Bar Chiyuva. The Gabi, the Aveira of Shabbos, you are a Bar Chiyuva. So what would happen according to Tavis's first daya? That's a point of question.
Why is that a question?
And what else did it?
The
Snichut, the Chalais, definitely Michal. But there is no Chalais here. Okay, there's no Chalais. There's no Chalais. It's just there's two Aveiras. There's an Aveira of Akvili Katan and Aveira Chilo Shabbos.
Right.
And I told you to do both. I said, I want you to cut off his payas on Shabbos. And you went ahead and he did it. I cut off the payas on Shabbos. And the guy was in Yisrael. Was an Isha. And so he's not a Bar Chiyuva, the Gabi.
A couple years ago, I would say it's impossible.
Not a Bar Chiyuva, the Gabi payas. So, but he's a Bar Chiyuva, the Gabi Shabbos. So what happens? So I was under the impression, I mean, it could be I'm wrong, that since according to the first day of we split the shlichus into parts, and we say that you're shlich legabi the aveira, but not legabi the chalais. So who adin if there are two aveiras, and one you're a bar chiyuva and one not? So we also split the shlichus, and we say the gabi, the one that you're a bar chiyuva, there's no shlichus. The gabi, the one that there's no bar chiyuva, you are a shliach. That's what I thought. It could
why is that not possible? Why would it say not that? I'm sorry. What?
No, because maybe once you're a Bar Chiyuva, the Gabi one Aveira, so the Gabi, the world of Aveiras, is no Shlichus. You can't split within the world of Aveiras.
Why not?
You can only split between the Chalais and the Aveira, but maybe within the world of Aveiras, you can't, because if
you're like one action, you can't attribute it to two different people. Although it's different Aveiras, you can't attribute this action to two different people, maybe.
You can divide up the Maisa and the Chalais, but you can't divide up the Maisa. Okay, but I don't know. I was under the impression that Pashtus, but again, I don't know. I hear it's not so Pashtus, but I was under the impression that according to the first day in Taifas, just like you divide up the Maisa from the Aveira from the Chalais, so you divide up one Aveira from the other Aveira. Now, I agree, that's not 100% Mukhro, but that's what I thought.
Rabbi, does that make sense though? Let's take a situation in this case of the coin. Let's say this was his previous wife and then she married someone else. So it's Machser Grushasa, which everybody's Usar or Machser Grushasa, whether it's Yisrael or not. So it makes a difference to Yisrael, he's Mekansh, this woman for the Kayan, just because of the fact he's in the Isser of Machser Grushasa applies to him because it's Machser Grushasa of the Kayan, as opposed to a regular Grusha, which wouldn't apply to the Kayan?
I don't know what you're trying to say. Which way are you saying it doesn't make sense?
I'm saying it's just the whole concept of saying that he's considered Bar Chiyuva, for that matter, even a Kayan himself. Why is it kind of Bar Chiyuva when it comes to Grusha, to another Kayan?
That type of thing. I don't know. I can't. We're not focused. That's Kash on Taisis. Anyway, let me go back here. They want me to review the question because I'm getting a question. So you're just trying to review a question. So I was on the. I think you're agreeing with me. No, I thought that's. What, I think you're saying that you're agreeing with me that it's not a that we're not one Bar Chiyuva and not make the other one a Bar Chiyuva. I think that's what you're saying. In other words, so the question is this: if there are two aveiros, and one aveir you're barach yuva, one aveir you're not, so do we say that even Davis in his first answer holds that you can't split within aveiros, you can only split between the aveir and the chalais, or do we say no, just like Davis split, so yeah, you split everything. Assuming you split everything, so then I didn't understand Taisus. Taisus asked the Kasha, "We are your Baruch Yuva the Gabi Lifnei Iver." Okay, very nice. So the Gabi Lifnei Iver, I'm a Baruch Yuva, but I'm not a Baruch Yuva the Gabi the Yisrael Lo Tikadesh. So you should have Shlichus for Lo Tikadesh. You don't have Shlichus for Lifnei Iver, but Lifnei Iver doesn't need Shlichus because Lifnei Iver it makes no difference whether you are a Shliach or not a Shliach. Either way, I think you'll be over on if they either.
Jesus has never asked
me. No, Myra. So we don't care if you're a Shliach Legabi and if they either. So it's irrelevant. And since Legabi, the Yikach, you're not a Baruch Yuva, so the Kedushin will be how?
Rabbi, Jesus wasn't asking.
Now, it could be. So Rabbi was saying that if they either, somehow or another, makes me a Baruch Yuva on the Israel of La Yika. Right, that's what he was saying. And I don't know that maybe, and I was going to have Meltzer and Nelson says that it's an extension of that Israel I hear. But if it's a separate Aveira, don't be macho people. I don't know why is it Mistara that makes me a Baruch Yuva and Lo Yikach. I'm not Chayv and Lo Yikach. I'm a Yisrael. Yisrael doesn't have an Israel of Lo Yikach.
Rabbi Taisus, when Taisus says, I heard the hack a little bit from yesterday. When Taisus says that this din of Lifnei Iver, once Taisus came along with Mechadish's Teretz, that a Kohen doesn't have to be Dafka directly Baruch Yuva. Taisus extended his rule. Now Taisus asked from Lifnei Iver. That's what we discussed last night, I think, right? So Taisus comes along with Lifnei Iver. He just sees by extension. He's just showing it's a simon that Lo Sikach still has an Aveira. Because if somebody could get Lifnei Iver, that means he's over a Michshol. If a Michshol means it's an Aveira, that means a Lo Sikach is an Aveira on the Mishal Shliach. It's just a simon that the Mishaleach is over an Aveira still in the Lo Sikach. With the Chalois, there's an Aveira. That's all he's showing as a simon.
No, I don't agree. Because who tells you so then? So say you're not over Lifnei Iver, and your simon's wrong.
Because we know it's a person over Lifnei Iver.
How does Taisus know you're over Lifnei Iver?
Taisus, how does he know, according to Rebbe, that the Shliach is over Lifnei Iver? Taisus is a Dover Pashit.
But if it's a Dover Pashit, because it's a Dover Pashit. But according to you, that it's a simon, and it's dependent on you're only over Lifnei Iver. If there's an so then it's not a davar pashit.
But Marshach, the Rebbe agrees that shliach over lifnei iver. Right? If the over lifnei iver, that means
over iver only if the kohen. I know that pashit pshat is saying that since the tzad that we say that ain't shliach with varavera, and then the kohen is going to be over on the yikach. So then. In other words, but you'll still have the shliach being over on if they either.
So what does that do for me? That doesn't do anything.
Yeah, and therefore it should do something.
How can that make you Baruch Yuva? The answer is it doesn't make. Of course it doesn't make a Baruch Yuva.
That's not what we're trying to say. If you're going to tell me that the Mara says an afkamina. What's an afkami? So he's saying, if you're going to say that you're saying that the Kohen is that the Yisrael is not a Baruch Yuva and Lo Yikach,
right.
Therefore the Kohen's over on Lo Yikach. So he said, but now that the Kohen's over on Lo Yikach, so then the Yisrael's over on if they either. And therefore, the Kohen should be over on Lo Yikach. The reason why the Kohen, not a Simen, it's a Siva, that since there's a Baruch Yuva, you shouldn't be over on, there shouldn't be Shlichus. But the question we're asking is that Baruch Yuva only kills the bar chiyuva only kills the thing that you're a bar chiyuva on. So if it's only going to kill the lifnei iver, not going to kill anything else. So then what's taivis is kasha? Okay, let's go further. That was, I'm just repeating over the question you asked today.
On this point, Tosfos in his original Havamin, his very beginning, he says the kohen should be able to do it as well, right? Because the fact is, there's no iser for the kohen, for this kohen to mekadesh this isha is not an iser for him because to himself, right? That's Tosfos's question, right? And his answer is, if he would be mekadesh this woman to himself, it would be usher, and therefore he's considered bar chiyuva. Yeah. And Elamai, you're going to tell me for Yisrael to go through this action, he's also going to be over an iser. That's still not a bar chiyuva, because if he would be mekadesh this woman to himself, there wouldn't be an iser.
Right.
So then, where's the problem there?
Because the next step, Tavis asked Akasha, aye, but Yisrael's over an iser either. And Tavis is.
Right. He asked the question. I thought he says it's not a question.
Tavis is bothered by a question. He says he's bothered by a problem.
It's a small problem in the sense that it's usher for him to do.
So Tavis has an avogav, and the avogav means that Tavis was bothered by a problem. So we're trying to figure out what was the problem that was bothering Tavis. What does Tavis want?
He's bothered by Rashi. Rashi's general understanding of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud is Lailasa. You're not supposed to do this.
Lechaira is not working within Rashi, because Tosfos, and we see from later that Tosfos holds that even though, or not working the simple shot in Rashi, because the Tosfos holds that even though even if you say ain't shechus v'arveira, the chalos is chow. That's what Tosfos held in his kasha. And that's what Pasha.
Why can't that just be based on the fact that he's pointing out here that he's not going like Rashi?
But
the Afogav is saying, if you say like Rashi, then it should still be a problem. Elmai, I don't hold like Rashi, and therefore it's not a problem.
That's not in the words he's dropping. He's saying he doesn't hold like Rashi.
I'm saying, forget Rashi for a second. If you would think the fact that he's being overlifted to Iver means that therefore Loi Lasas came, he's not supposed to do this because he's doing an Aveira, and therefore he's a Bar Chiyuva because of the fact he's doing an Aveira, that's not what Bar Chiyuva means. Bar Chiyuva means this Isser in the law that the Kain is Usser, or he would be over in that same law.
Doesn't sound like he's saying because Rashi's wrong, or I don't know. It doesn't sound like that's what he's saying. So, you know, that doesn't sound like he's dropping from his kasha. He's only dropping because since the mekacha la'atva la mechayiv, but he's had a problem that the iver should make you into a bar chiyuva. So we're trying to figure out what was bothering Tosfos. That's what we're trying to figure out. Okay, let me go weiter. So I don't know if you people saw the nesivus. The Maisa is a million things. The Mashmos of Tosfos, Tosfos, the fact that he asked the question is when Tosfos in his first answer, did he hold that the Kedushin is chow or not on the side of Ein Shech V'Aveira? So there seems to be a giant machlokes achronim on this. Tinesivis says with Farish that obviously Tosfos held the Kedushin is chow. Because if Tosfos held the Kedushin is not chow, what was his question? The answer is obvious. The answer is in Afkamina is if the Kedushin chow or Kedushin not chow.
We're on the next step of Tosfos now?
Yitayvus yathim taymar mein afkamina beinam adam or iboy ave beinam adam or shechmar brachiyuva lo lucky. So what's Tosfos's kasha? The answer is pashut that afkamina is whether the kedusha is chow, which is what Tosfos answers in his second answer. So what was Tosfos's kasha? So the Nesivus's assumption is that zemin defun that Tosfos in his kasha held that the Kedushin is Chal, even though Ein Shechet V'Avera, the Kedushin is Chal, which is what we've been assuming today in Shir, is that you split. You're only Ein Shechet V'Avera to Gabi the Avera, but you are a Shliach to Gabi the Chalais. Other people, I believe, say that that's impossible. If you're Ein Shliach, because of Hoyer Lassos, so you're not a Shliach for anything, because you know Hoyer Lassos anything. I don't care why the Hoyer Lassos, but once it's the Hoyer Lassos, then you're not a Shliach. Because so if it's it, so, there should be no Shlichas at all. So then what would say this is Kasha? So they say, because
listen, why is the point that he's not loka? Why is that nogay whether he's not loka? If it's usher, but he's not loka, why is that
different? I don't know. That's a different question. That's a good question. It's an excellent question. But
so then fine. We're assuming for argument's sake that low loka means it's mutter. It's not usher.
I don't know the answer. We're assuming we're not answering that question. Can't we just leave that? That's a different question. Why didn't David say the nafkamina is whether it's usher? So I don't know what the answer is. Okay, I don't know. But the David asked the kasha, since there's no loka, there's no nafkamina. Everett David in his second answer that the nafkamina is whether it's chayav kedushin. Now, what was David thinking in his question? It's such an obvious answer. So the normal shot is, Taiv is obviously held in his question that the other side is to say what? That really Taiv is knows Kedusha is not Taiv. So what Taiv is Kasha? So what do you say?
Maybe you thought enough Kamina has to be something the Beis Din. The Beis Din has to have enough Kamina.
Because the Lashon of the Gemara says, my Benayu. Let's look at the Lashon of the Gemara. My binayu, Iga binayu, Kodam Yisrael, Sevikash Isha Grusha, Inami Ishtamar Isha Akhle Kotin, Bahakhle Shadamar Kohelia, Bavid Iboy Lovid Omachai, Shoko, Hokinami Boy Yavid Iboy Lovid, Lo Machai Shokan, Bahakhle Shadamar Kohega, the Sheikh Rabbi Hilda Machai Shokan, Hokinami Kidan Abekhil Nino Machai Shokan, right? So the Lashon of the Gemara is very clearly mashma. I don't know that the nafkamina is whether or not we're mechayev shulchan or not mechayev shulchan. So it could be that Tavis says, of course I know that there's a nafkamina to Gabi Tisus Kedushin, but that's not what the Gemara says. You got to fit into the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, mechayev, he owes mechayev shulchan, he owes no mechayev shulchan.
Why didn't the Gemara use a nafkamina?
I don't know. The Gemara didn't. The Gemara did it. Kasha Maisa. The Gemara did it. Now, Tavis' answer, I mean, it's a little funny in the Lashon of Tavis. So his answer is like, Lav Davka. This is a Nafkamina. But Tavis in his question, maybe, in other words, the Lachara is a pretty good diak. The Gemara is not mashma that. The Gemara says, Mechayev Shulchan and Lo Mechayev Shulchan. The Gemara doesn't say, Tafsi Kedusha, no Tafsi Kedusha. Now, the Torah had to use that Lashon, Mechayev Shulchan, no Mechayev Shulchan for Akvini Katan. Because by Akvini Katan, there is no Chalais. So they use that Lashon, a Mechayev Shulchan for Akvini Katan. But the fact that the Gemara mentions two cases, Akvini Katan and Kash Negrusha, and they use for both of them, they use the same lashon of mechayev shulchan or mechayev shulchan. So Tavis havamina is that they both have that nafkamina. Tavis answer is that the Gemara is only going on one case, on Akvi Katan, and the other case, it's a different type of nafkamina.
What about the fact that Kain does it himself? The halacha is he gets the lav, but the kedushin is tavsin.
Yeah.
So the fact that Mechayev Shulchan, why would that mean that therefore the Kedushin wouldn't be Taifas?
The question is like this. If you are that Mechayev, the Shliach, the Holdim Shliach is Mechayev, that means Or would you hold no mechayev? If you hold, I'm sorry, mechayev, you hold mechayev shochen. That means that we're saying that the shlichus is not transferred, right? You hold mechayev shochen, that means we're not using the din shlichus here, the gabi, the avera. Because if you use the din shlichus, the gabi, the avera, the chi would be on the shliach, not the shochen. So the question, the million-dollar shayla, which is really the million-dollar shayla, is it shayach to have an agave? Because is there a shliach or isn't there a shliach? Taiva seems to come out that even though, even on the tzad, that you're a bar chiyuva, and there's no shlichus on the avera, and therefore the avera is being done by the mishaleach, not by the shliach, but megabi the chalais, there's still shlichus, and therefore the chalais, the condition is chal. Now that's highly debatable, because either you are the shliach or you are the shliach. Are you gemaisa or lo gemaisa? Was it hayra lasos or wasn't it hayra lasos? If it's hayra lasos, then you shouldn't be the shliach megabi anything. Because, you know, I wasn't the guy rain. If it's hayra lasos, I was the guy rain. You know, how can you split that you're the shliach megabi one thing and not shliach megabi the other thing? So the simple reading of Taisis is a very, very radical chiddush. And that's what that's where the Nesivis is going at. The very radical chiddush to say that Taisis holds that you can be a shliach legabi one thing and not something else simultaneously. We don't say that either you are or you're not. Are you a shliach or aren't you a shliach?
That in his havamina or his maskana? I'm not sure what.
In his havamina. Taiva's havamina and first teretz. Taiva's second teretz says the kedushin is not chal. Fine. So according to that, you're not a shliach legabi anything. But according to Taiva's havamina and first teretz, he apparently pashtus. Why didn't he give his answer? So the pashtus shot is he didn't give the answer because he held that it's not true, that Kedushin is chal. That's a simple choice. So we just now mentioned before a different possibility why he didn't give that answer. But if you assume the simple, this answer is because he assumed that the Kedushin is chal, that means that Taivis is coming along with a very interesting shita, that even if you hold that he's a bar chiyuva, and even if you hold that ain't shech is our avera, and it's not considered as if the mishaleach did the maisa avera, it's not considered as if the shliach did the maisa avera. We don't consider it as far as the maisa avera. We kill the din shlichas, and we leave the shlichas by the. We leave the maisa by the. We don't say the shlucho shodam kemaiso the gabi the maisa avera.
What do you mean by the mishaleach? By the shaliach?
If you hold that, no, I'm the other way. And it's sad that Taivis has it sad to say that if you hold, Taivis says there's no nafkamina. That means that Taivis held that even on the side of ain shech with var avera, still the kedushin is chal. So even though the Avera remains by the Mishaleach,
by the Shliach.
So the Avera remains by the Shliach. You're right. I said it wrong. Sorry. Ain Shech is our Avera. You're right. I said it last time wrong also. I said it a few days ago wrong too. I remember I said it wrong. So maybe in Shir I said it wrong. So Ein Shech Edvar Avera says that there's no shlichas for the Avera, and therefore the Avera theoretically stands by the Shliach, who's not a Bar Chiyuva, so he doesn't have any Avera. But the Mishaleach is not over an Avera. That's right. I'm sorry. I said it wrong. So the Mishalech is not over an Aveira. So the Gabi, the Aveira, there's no Shlichus. Nonetheless, and therefore the Mishalech is not over. Nonetheless, we say that even though the Mishalech is not over, there's no Shlichus with Gabi, the Aveira, still the Kedusha is Chal. That means that the Gabi, the Kedusha, there is an Aveira. So that sounds like, you know, a very funny thing. Even though we live in the Gabi, we're used to this all the time, but it's a funny thing. That is he a shliach or isn't he a shliach? He's not a shliach because of Hayyid al-Asos, so he shouldn't be a shliach legabi anything. Either he's kumbayso or he's not kumbayso.
Why is that
a
problem?
Does
it have
to be he's not a shliach?
If the guy's kedushin himself, the kohen gets kedushin himself, he gets an avera, but the kedushin is still chal. So why is there a problem?
Right, because kedushin. But in order for the kedushin to be chal, and the Kohen did not do the Kedushin himself. He had the Shliach do the Kedushin. So in order for the Kedushin to be Chal, that Shliach has to be Kemoiso. Because if he's not Kemoiso, the Kedushin wouldn't be Chal, because only the Kemoiso can do a Shliach. A stranger can't do Kedushin for you. So in order for the Kedushin to be Chal, this Shliach has to be considered Kemoiso. Now, if he's considered Kemoiso, then the Mishaleach should get the Aveira. So you say, well, no. The Gabi, the Aveira, he's not considered Kemaiso. So you're living in a stira. You think, is the Shliach Kemaiso or is he not Kemaiso?
Because the Shliach is not supposed to do it. So he did an Aveira. He gets an Aveira. But the fact is, if he does it, even though he gets an Aveira, the Kedushin's Chal.
No, but I'm fine. I'm happy with that. I just want to, first, the Shliach doesn't get an Aveira because the Shliach's not a Bar Chiyuva. So he can't get Aveiras. But because this Aveira doesn't apply then. But
the only Mishaleach, for Yisrael? Is it only for Yisrael?
Yes. But the Mishaleach doesn't get an Aveira. The Mishaleach doesn't get an Aveira because he didn't do it. When I come to say Mishaleach, we want to be Mechaya, Mr. Mishaleach, for the Aveira of Layikach. Mishaleach said, why are you being Mechaya me? I didn't do anything. You want to give me Malchus? Chas v'shalom. I didn't do this Aveira. You have no right to give me Malchus. Right? So when we come to the Isser of Layikach, so the Mishaleach can say, I didn't do it. Well, he did it. He's not my Shliach. He's not me. He's his own independent person. Why are you blaming me for what he did? He's not me. He's someone else. He's his own person. Don't blame me for what he did. But yet, in order for the Kedushin to be Chau, the Kedushin is only Chau if he is you. So this is a very fascinating stira. Is a you or isn't a you? So the Nesivis is saying that Tosfos holds that Bivas Achas, he can be you and not you. Legabi, my favorite word. Legabi, the Chalosh Kedushin is you. Legabi, the Aveira is not you. Okay, so Shai, what's the Hezber in that? First of all, how can you make it a Gabi? And second of all, if the svara of ancient Chazar Aveira is a hoyed of asos, the ma'isa is a hoyed of asos. It's a hoyed of asos, the whole thing. So it shouldn't be a shlichus on anything.
Is the nesiva saying that the gabi l'chalois he is you, or is he just saying I don't need you?
I don't think he's saying you don't need you. You need a certain level of shlichus.
You have to give me authority or something like that. But once you give me that authority, I'm doing it.
Of you, but I don't believe I the man her MS, I don't believe the Nesivis is saying that in Tosfos, because Tosfos is arguing with the Nesivis. Nesivis clearly says that Tosfos disagrees with him. He's coming. The whole Nesivis was written to defend the Amukah Yosef, who argues with Tosfos. Amukah Yosef says that there's no chisaron of katan, and the reason is because it's there's two parshas of shlichus, and the pasuk of atem gam atem b'nei bris etc. doesn't apply here because it's a different form of shlichus. But Tosfos, who does apply the meat of katan, that means that he's holding the same dog of shlichus. If it'd be a different dog of shlichus, you wouldn't be able to have that meat. So Tosfos obviously holds that it's the same system of shlichus. He's arguing with the Nesivus on that point. Nesivus is very hard Nesivus. I don't know if I want to get carried away here, but the Nesivus Mineyu Bey, if you read him, he's almost in Sira. He seems to be in Sira because first he says Pshat and Mukha Yosef, that it's two different systems. And he says, Teidan, he brings a riot from Tisus. And then he says, that, and why is Tisus greater than Nesivus in the Mukha Yosef? Because Tisus doesn't hold it, this whole thing. And Tisus holds that the Rivay Hashem's Ravair is for Divya Rav, and not what I said. So he creates a, it's superficially at least, there's a steer and then a Nesivus from the, about three lines from each other. But okay, but that people, I don't know if the people read the Nesivus, so I don't know if that's fair to do the cusses. But the getting back to here, the before the Nesivus, the simple reading in Tisus is that there's a tremendous legabe, that you're, the Tisus holds that you can be a shliach legabe the chalais, even though you're not a shliach legabe the einish. Now the other way of reading Tisus is, of course, Tisus holds that that's not true. And of course, Tavis always knew that the Kedushin is not Tavis. Tavis never debated that, because that's a, because by definition, if you're not a Sheikh Legabi the Aveira, you're not a Sheikh Legabi the Chalais. You can never split the Aveira and the Chalais. That's Pashit. And therefore, Tavis always knew that the Chalais is not Chau, according to the Madamar that we say here, Ein Sheikh Lidvar Aveira. And there's a tremendous nafkamina. Kedushin is chau. The old ancient levar vera kedushin is not chau. Tavis always knew that nafkamina, but Tavis felt that that doesn't fit into the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara's lashon is mashma that there's a nafkamina that got be ancient.
Rabbi, if Tavis holds, according to the first side, if Tavis holds that this din of we already said that we have shnei kesuvim ben kechers, we just aim alam them, but the halacha is yeshli echadvar be'etzim, we see the psukim yeshli echadvar veira, so that means Tisus holds that shlichus always goes over. So if Tisus' starting point is that shlichus always works because he's a grama, he's a geirim, he's causing it, he's minoy him, so shlichus, that's the maisa, the Torah taught us that shlichus work, whatever the limit is. But shlichus always works. Even for Aveira, be'etzim, it works. We have psukim that we just can't learn out. The be'etzim, it always works. Now, the halacha is, now we have...
I don't know what you just said. I'm sorry.
Shlichus, well, the starting point is that the shlichus, it's not pshat that he's creating in each situation a new din shlichus. Shlichus always works. The once somebody's a geirim, the chalais works, everything carries over.
So told us
when it comes to Aveira, you have to put a pause on it. Right, you have to put a pause on it because we learn out that Ein Malamdin, we're not allowed, only those two situations, but in no situation further can an Aveira carry over. So why we can't not, take the grama and make it
into Shlichus. Why doesn't the Aveira carry over if it's Shlichus?
Because of the fact that we always start with a grama. He's only a grama. That grumma could create chalices. That grumma says that you're the cause, and we create now din shlichas. That din of shlichas that we create can only go over when it's an aveira in two cases, not in any other case.
Okay, but that what you said is basically what the Nesivus seems to say, and it's what the guy was saying over that the Nesivus is saying that there's two standards of shlichas. There's different levels of shlichus. There's different types of shlichus. There's a level of shlichus you need to create the chalais. So you're saying that's for grammas enough, whatever it is. There's a certain darga of shlichus, certain type of shlichus that you need to make a chalais. And there's a different type of shlichus that you need to give you the einesh, because to get the einesh, you need that you did it yourself. Your physical body.
I wasn't getting involved in that. I don't know why you need that step. Maybe it's really a long extension of your hand. I don't know why you dafka need as mamish like yourself, like it's a kakafta putting on tefillin. I don't know. Because the Torah said it can't go over.
If you need, so the problem is, if you need, let me say over the problem, okay, we'll speak it out as long as we said it. There are these Rishayim that seemingly say beferish, like, you know, that split, that even though ain't shechet varavera, but the chalais kedushin is chal. So the Nesivas gives a hezber for these rishonim, because for there are different standards of kamaiso, how what you need for kamaiso. For the chalais to be chal, I just have to give you my bivis. I have to give you power of attorney. So the shlicha says, I can give you power of attorney to go ahead and to be mekayesh and isha for me. But to get an avera, power, you don't do averas with power of attorney. Person's an avera because you did the avera yourself. So that's a different type of shlichas. That's a shlichas to make as if I did it. To go ahead and make the kedushin mikudashes, you don't have to make it, I did it. You just have to make that I transferred to you my power. So therefore, there are two totally different systems of shlichas. So there's two totally different systems of shlichas. The fact that one system doesn't work does not indicate, mean that the other system can't work, because there's two different systems. That's what the Nesivas says, such a svar.
Why do we say such a thing by Geneva? By Geneva, someone steals something from me. I'm going to tell you the shlichas works, that it becomes mine, or whatever kinyan becomes mine, but the avera becomes his.
Maybe you'll say that too there. If you want to say that, you'll say that.
Yeah. But we know that's not true.
I don't know if we know it's not true. Mm-hmm. But that's what he's saying. He's saying that the you can split I think it sounds good. You're saying that you can split the two separate halachic dine shlichas. There's one halachic din shlichas that you have to carry over the chalais, which means I give you the authority, the power of attorney. There's a different power of shlichas that I give you, that is as if the mishaleach did the ma'is avera. On both of them, there's a din of ein shechet va'avera, but there are different din of shlichas. So if for some reason you don't have one din, because of la bar chiyuva, there's no reason why you can't have the other din of for the chalais. Okay, that's the nesivus. It seems pretty clearly, I think, that you can never say that in Tisus, because the nesivus says, if this is true, that there are two different systems of shlichus, he says, and the miyat of katan, which is this mind from shlichus, which is written by to when you're having shlichus for averes, because that's not learned out from truma. It's a different system. The truma, we just learned out power of attorney. That's a different concept. And over there, the Torah has a miyach. You can't give a power of attorney to a katan because he can't make chalaisim. But when you're trying to transfer a maisa to get an avera, that's not learned out. The Nesiva says it's not learned out from truma. It's learned out from chatzar. And therefore, the miyat of katan went to blai. But Tisus clearly says in the previous Tisus that the miyat of katan does apply here. Tisus and Rasio Isha. So apparently, Tisus holds that there's only one system of shlichus, not two systems.
It's not a kolshkin. The power of attorney we were saying is easier. So maybe if cotton doesn't apply to power of attorney.
But that clearly, maybe that would be true, but that's clearly not in the Nesivas, because the Nesivas says clearly that Tivus cannot hold of what he's saying. That would be a good shot, except it's not finished in the Nesivas, because he says at the end of the piece, and Tivus disagrees because he doesn't agree with everything I say.
Was really bothered how the Nesivas learned Tosfos?
Yes. So that's what I'm trying to get to. So he says, the Nesivas says that Tivus does not hold of this, you say. Rather, Tivus clearly holds that there's only one system of shlichas. There's one din. Shlichas makes you kemaiso. If you're kemaiso, then both apply. If you're not kemaiso, neither applies. So, mimeira, if there's only one system of shlichas, So we, how do you go ahead in Tosis and have such a thing that you're a shliach legabi the chalais and not legabi the avera?
Meaning in Tosis's question,
maybe it says a switch.
Right.
Maybe it says a switch.
Yeah, okay, but I'm talking about Tosis in the beginning. Tosis
beginning. No, so Tosis beginning, maybe you're looking to see this, and then the old man is going to laugh. No.
Okay, but Tosis in the beginning already knows the previous Tosis where he said that the Miyad of Kapten applies in here.
And, okay. He's okay.
Says that means that you're not holding of his Yisai. Because if you're applying the Miyad of Kapten in our
so to say that Tosis is like the answer of this Tosis is not like
that sounds very right. In other words, especially Tosis didn't give another answer over there. He only get one answer. So he said Tosis has to know that answer. He asked that Kashi, he only has one answer. So he has to know that answer. So he can't be now working with his Havim. You know, that was one thing, though. Doesn't sound so good. So the question is, on Tosis, where do you get that the Shlichus is Chal Legabi the Chalais, but it's not Chal Legabi the Avera if it's only one in Shlichus? So the answer, you have to say, is it in Tosis? It's a real legabe. In other words, in the Nesivis, it's not a real legabe. In the Nesivis, it's really there's two different dinim of shlichus. So there's no problem that you have one din of shlichus, you don't have the other, because they're two different dinim. One is as far as power of attorney, and one is a din as far as giving me as if I did it. So as far as one din shlichus you have, and one din shlichus you don't have, that again is two different dine shlichus. Just because you have one doesn't mean you have the other.
How is that different than legabe?
According to, because legabe means it's a stira. Legabe means einachinabe. You're right. They're exactly the same thing. Legabe Ruvain, it's raining, and legabe Shimon, it's sunny. It's you're living in a, you're contradicting yourself, right? I have a teacher. Two kids I like, there are two kids in my class. One I like and one I don't like. They both copy from each other. They both submitted the exact same homework. They both wrote the exact same words on the test. It was multiple choice. They both wrote the same thing. Ruvain got it wrong and Shimon got it right. How could that be? Because legabe Ruvain, it's a wrong answer. And legabe Shimon, it's a right answer. It's a stira. You're right, it's a stira. Why? Because that's how I do it. I live in a stira. I treat Ruvain differently than Shimon. So I live in a stira.
So what would the application here be?
There's one system of shlichus. There's only one system of shlichus adam gemayso. Is this person gemayso? Is he not gemayso? Legabe, when we're in a court case, you determine whether or not the kedushin is chal. We say he's mamish gemayso. When we're in a different court case to determine whether or not the Einesh, we say he's not gemayso. But the
then
same,
the answer is the there's same, no such legabe.
It's the same. I don't know what the answer is, but the same. Yes, but I will have to figure out what the answer is. But it's the same shlichus, the same. Not like the Nesivis, two different shlichus. It's the same shlichus, the same gemayso. Is your gemayso? Is it not gemayso? It's a stira. Legabe A, yes, and legabe B, no. So it's a little funny. Tavis in his Havamina took on as a Dover Pashit that we say a legabe, which is why would Tavis assume that? You know, it's an, if you especially if you
it
say
sounds like something you're
big Kiddush of the answer. No, we don't say legabe. You know, okay, but yeah, all right, I don't know. That does sound a little funny. Yes.
Maybe it's totally if you have a svara of Hayil Alasos or not.
But you have this for Rashi says Hayil Alasos.
I know, but Tosis doesn't need that svara because Tosis learns out of Shnei Ksuvim that you don't need that svara. Either it works or it doesn't work. So if you have the svara, then you can't say Legabes because if it doesn't work, Hayil Alasos, you couldn't do it. You can't say Hayil Alasos, right? And it's all on him. And now you go back to the other guy. If you learn after Pesukim, that's what I was saying before. If you learn after Pesukim, then you can say Legabes. You can say this then that it works, but the Torah says no. Over here, yeah. Over here, no. But you say Svara is not because the guy says, you know, I told you not to listen to me. Oh, but you're married. It's very hard to do that.
Okay, I hear that. We're not clear. if Taivis is not working with the Svara, the Rashi, when Rashi did say the Svara, we only said that Taivis in the Gemara is Havamina, wasn't working with the Svara. We never committed ourselves that Taivis in the Maskana is arguing with Rashi.
Taisus very clearly says that Lifnei Iver is not going to be a problem in the Yisrael. He says that, right?
Right.
So that clearly shows he's not going like Rashi, right?
No, maybe there's some way of answering that even within the Hayat al-Asos.
Lifnei Iver is a separate deal.
Yeah, somehow.